This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. We're talking about relationships, specifically parenting, and Melanie made the statement earlier that it is suboptimal for a Mr. Mom, for a guy to stay at home and take care of a child or a baby and have mom, the actual mother, go off to work. And I just wanted some examples of exactly why you believe that is suboptimal. I mean, maybe there's, you know, scientific studies that show that those children are not as well developed or something. I don't know where you're going to go with this, but you were saying it has something to do with estrogen or chemicals that are present in a woman's body after birth. Anyway, it's Ian, Melanie, and Mark with you here tonight. If you want to weigh into the discussion, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And I totally admit being completely ignorant about all things baby-related. I want nothing to do with children. I had a vasectomy at age 23 for that reason. But I do want to understand what you're saying as far as why this is suboptimal.
Okay, so even if you don't believe that women are better evolved to raise kids, especially when they're younger, having if someone who just had a kid is not well adapted to make as much money as possible. So having...
What do you mean by that? They're not well adapted. They already had a job, presumably. They were already doing something.
Okay, well, so if you get hit by a car, mm-hmm. the fact that you had a job previously does not mean you're as going to be as good as that job right
after
you get hit by a car.
Are you likening having a child to being hit by a car?
Kinda. Although getting hit by a car doesn't inject you with random hormones for the next year or two.
So wait, are you saying it's suboptimal for the child or suboptimal for the woman because she can't go back to work because she's too messed up?
Well, she can't go back to work. She could just, I mean, you can walk into that building and...
But you're saying they're too crazy? Like the woman, are you saying they're just too, like, nuts because of these hormones? Is that why they can't, in your opinion, shouldn't go back to work?
Your body does not want you to be writing legal briefs, doing surgery, and constructing bridges right after it just pushed a baby out, 3 months after it just pushed a baby out of
the
room.
Really? Okay. Now, Mark, you've had a baby with your wife. Did you notice some significant hormonal, chemical changes that were noticeable after the fact for up to a year?
She was concentrating on her job, mm-hmm. which was taking care of a child.
Yeah.
She seemed very insular, like focused on the home. Mm-hmm. There are things outside of the home were of no consequence and no importance to her. Now, to me, that's just focus.
Yeah.
But I suppose that the things that Melanie's saying could be true, but my wife took on taking care of a child as her full-time job.
Right.
She did do a little bit of part-time work on her computer, some bookkeeping mm-hmm. work for a business that she had been working for before she had her child. But she gave that up at some point because basically she couldn't focus. She couldn't get the job done because her child demanded her attention most of the time. She'd have to sort of put him down for a nap and then mm-hmm. attempt to get everything she needed to get done during that nap time.
Hard to do that.
Nigh impossible.
Okay. So the couple I was talking about is basically the reverse, where the man has taken it on as a full-time job, taking care of the newborn child, and the woman works at a school during the week.
I would also want to point out that the example that you're pointing out is a government job. So you don't actually have to perform or produce anything.
It's a charter school, so it's not exactly the same thing as a
government job. No, charter schools
are
government jobs. They are government entities.
They
are
funded
by the government and regulated.
Private entities funded by the government.
You don't pay tuition to go to a charter school.
All Melanie's saying is that there's a certain amount of mailing it in mm-hmm. in this job. Like, mm-hmm. like, so it took what it took for her to get to that point.
Yeah, but and now she's set, is what you're saying.
Yeah, to that. And mm-hmm. that's all I'm saying. I don't know that it's true or false. I'm saying that's what
she's
Melanie's
not here
saying.
To defend herself. She may be, you know, she may say something very vehement against that. Like, well, I do a lot of work in my job, blah, blah, blah. She runs the damn school. So, I mean, there's probably some responsibilities involved with that particular task.
Okay, and it's not like... like, well, you're underperforming because you're not doing something else as opposed to the thing you're doing. Telling somebody, I want you to be a mother and I also want you to be an executive is like telling someone, I want you to be the CEO of Shell Oil, but I also want you to be the CEO of Walmart. It's like, pick one. This is ridiculous. If you try to do both, you're going to screw up at least one, but probably both.
I've got a sign on my desk. It has a bald eagle, which, because everybody likes to take pictures of those things. And it says, focus. If you attempt to catch two mice, you will miss them both.
Sure. From what I understand,
by the way, I don't think eagles chase mice.
Yeah, from what I understand, she does focus on the job during the week, and then on the weekends, he gets to go out and do a little bit of work, because he's still doing a little bit of janitorial, but his full-time job is taking care of the child. All right, well, I don't know if I'm convinced. If you guys want to weigh in, you're welcome to. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. It would be interesting to see if there was any kind of scientific work that has been done.
The government is not going to bankroll a study.
Yeah.
On the fact that mothers are more productive if they don't go get a job and give 40% of the income to the government.
Anecdotally, I disagree with Melanie from sort of the standpoint that people should be free to do what they want and attempt to put together the families they want to put together.
Well, I didn't say they shouldn't.
She didn't say that.
She did not. I do agree with her that most of the things she said sound true to me. Mm. Like, women have said things like, the hormones make my head so I can't think.
Because your body's wanting you to do, it's giving you the skills to do the job you're supposed to be doing, not to be the CEO of Shell Oil.
Okay. It's an interesting argument. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can do that. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line rooms are also available to you. Now, there's an interesting headline here that MarketWatch is reporting on. We've covered the ride-sharing world on occasion here on Free Talk Live, following some of the various different court hearings challenging the sort of the whole business model of Uber and Lyft, which have not been successful in the United States, but have been to some extent in the UK. So we've been following this for a while. Elizabeth Buchwald reporting over at MarketWatch that there's a new study from J.P. Morgan Chase Institute, and they found, allegedly, now it would be interesting to hear from some Uber and Lyft drivers out there, but they say here that Uber and Lyft drivers or these online platforms, that the drivers are making less than half of what they did just 4 years ago, even as more and more people are drawn into working for them, which may be part of why they're making
this. Well, that's why. So they started off and they created a new market segment.
Yep.
Similar market segment to what was going on, which is taxi drivers.
Right.
But they created a new one and they said, you know, we're going to get you involved. So they created sort of a loss leader in the form of high pay or whatever the compensation was. And they've slowly backed that off to some extent.
Yeah, it was 80%, then it went down to 75%, and it might even be at 70% now.
I think different markets are a little different.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. As labor enters the marketplace, labor becomes less valuable.
Correct.
Because supply and demand works in all segments of the marketplace, not just the ones you want it to work in.
That's right. And according to this report, based on payments directed to 2.3 million families, showed that average monthly platform earnings dropped considerably by 53% between 2013 and 2017. The drivers in 2017 made $783 per month versus $1,469 in 2013.
Now, I've also heard that there are ways to use the Uber and Lyft platforms to make nearly as much money as a person who does it full time by simply making yourself available in major markets during these, what do they call the rush times or,
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Yeah. Surge pricing.
Surge pricing time. So basically, if you just
be
available
surge
for surge driving, that essentially you'll make somewhere disproportionately large compared to somebody who does it, you know, full time.
There's actually been studies on this, because I imagine it's hit and miss a lot of the time with that. So are you saying you've seen numbers?
No, I've heard people say that.
You've heard them say it. Okay. You know,
I've talked to a lot of Uber people who do Uber for a living.
Yeah, yeah. In the first quarter of 2014, nearly half of all drivers who work for on-demand platforms such as Uber and Lyft earned $900 a month or more. However, during the first quarter of 2018, less than 25% of drivers were able to earn more than $900, says the report. A limitation is it only took into account monthly earnings as opposed to hourly. The reason for this being that it was not possible for the researchers to extract hourly earnings data from customers' bank accounts. So maybe there's some more detail that needs to be looked at here. If you are a driver and you've been driving for the last several years in Uber, can you report the same findings? This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. People are talking religion in there right now. Sometimes they talk about what we talk about on the air, sometimes totally different. So get on over to discord.lrn.fm. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. And I do want to let you know about Anarchapulco. We're going, Mark, you and I.
Yeah, it's
going
to be great.
We're going back. Anarchapulco is a great event. It's going to be year number four of this event. I've had the chance to go to two of them. And, Mark, you've been to three, I believe, of the four.
I haven't seen one of them.
Wait, have there already been four, or is this your five?
This is the one, two, three.
You've been to three, and you missed one, so this must be year five.
This is year five, yes.
This is coming up as year five for Anarchapulco. Maybe I was confusing them with the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Another great conference. But anyway, Anarchapulco is happening February 14th through the 17th. You're talking about 5 months away. It's time to start buying your tickets now because it's already over half of the way to sold out. And that's, you know, it's amazing
how
fast these tickets have been going. But then again, maybe we shouldn't be so surprised because Ron Paul's coming back.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody who has used our code to...
Have you gotten some feedback that people are using it?
Yeah, they have. Who have purchased tickets using our code.
We've been raving about this event for years.
It's great, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. Please stop by the table. Say hi. We're going to have a great time.
It's fun to go to, just, you know, as an aside, on kind of where we are in Acapulco. It's right on the beach, a huge resort right on the beach. It's just a beautiful location. It's cool to be able to go to these resorts. And, like, you don't have to pay that much money to stay in these hotel rooms.
Comparatively.
Right, compared to getting the same quality of a hotel in, say, the United States, it's like... It's shockingly cheap in comparison.
Yes, you will be surprised. The resorts tend to be far more expensive than when you go outside the resorts, though.
Oh, I'm sure I could go down in the middle of Acapulco and get something, you know, in a motel deep, dirt cheap.
Well, no, I'm not talking about where you would. I wouldn't want to stay there. I'd want to be on site. But when it comes to getting your food, I recommend going outside. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No doubt. I mean, part of the fun for me of going to Anarchapulco is leaving the resort. I like going to, you know, into Acapulco and exploring restaurants and things like that.
By ourselves, completely unaccompanied. I know everybody's worried about crime and all that sort of thing, but that's not been my experience at all.
Well, I mean, obviously,
crime happens, right?
Yeah, crime happens, but anytime you go to a city, even if it's a high crime rate city, the odds that you're going to be involved in crime are still pretty low, right? Yeah. So, I mean, of course we're not going to encounter crime. It's very unlikely. But still, the reports are also blown out of proportion. So we don't live in Acapulco, but Angel Clark, who's a former host on LRN.FM, who, by the way, has stopped doing her show. She got burned out on it. She was like, it's not fun anymore. And I said, well, if it's not fun, I definitely don't want you doing it. Anyway, she lives there in Acapulco full time. She's there all the time. And, you know, they don't. When I brought up these objections that people were saying previously, it's so scary there, there's gang violence, and, you know, all these headlines that have made it up to the United States about how awful it supposedly is, she says, no, that's just, you know, not the case.
Well, like, what she says is that, Acapulco is the largest city in the state of...
Guerrero.
Guerrero, right?
I don't think you're supposed to roll those R's that hard, are you?
I don't know. I'm just, whatever. I don't know how many R's there are. I'd have to look. If there's two R's, you roll it.
Yeah.
You trill it. Anyway, it's the majors. And so basically all the crime in Guerrero is being attributed to Acapulco.
Even if it happens outside of Acapulco?
That's inaccurate. That's like saying all the crime in New York State happens in New
York
City.
Right.
And obviously crime happens in New York City. But largely the tourists are left alone because everybody understands that the tourists are where the money comes from.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The people there have been very, very nice, very kind. It's great. We found a great taxi driver who we always use when we're there, and it's just fun stuff. So get on over to anarchapulco.com, get your tickets now, and you'll save 15% because you're a Free Talk Live listener when you use code FTL. And I mentioned Ron Paul, but also Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and others will be speaking about a variety of great topics at Anarchapulco 2019, February 14th through the 17th. Although there are things going on sort of outside of that range, so go and check out anarchapulco.com, see what some of the other activities are. You may want to stay longer just because it's so beautiful and it's, you know, relatively affordable as far as a vacation goes.
Yeah, so you would trill the first set of R's in Guerrero.
Guerrero. Yeah. All right, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Also coming up more on this Uber and Lyft story. Uber and Lyft are going to counter the allegations of the study saying that drivers are making less, 53% less this year or in 2017 than they did in 2013. But first, we go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
What a rarity. I actually agree with Mad Cow Melanie, but I can't imagine who would ever want to have a kid with you, Melanie, you being so ugly on the inside as you are on the out.
That's enough fun of you. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's not something to talk about, you know, when you call a talk radio show.
It's not a topic, really.
Yeah, it's not a topic. It's not interesting. It's just rude. And so that's enough out of you. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. And if you got something to add, we'd love to hear from you. But there you go. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line rooms are discord.lrn.fm. So Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase, apparently they looked at bank accounts, and they looked at, you know, sort of numbers going in and out of bank accounts. So it doesn't take into effect the hourly earnings on these Uber and Lyft drivers.
Okay.
So they're just looking at the bulk amounts that are coming in from these companies. According to, let's see here, limitation in the report is it only took in the monthly earnings. And, quote, we observe when customers are cashing out, but we don't know how much they've been working, said the senior research lead at J.P. Morgan Chase. Quote, these declines in monthly earnings among drivers may reflect the fact that the growth in the number of drivers could have put downward pressure on hourly wages. They may also reflect a potential decline in the number of hours that drivers are driving.
Right. It could very well be that the very unusually low unemployment rate is these people are just catching up time on the weekends and stuff. I mean, I did that when I was – so I lost my job in radio, got a job driving a cab,
mm-hmm.
and then I kept that job driving a cab just on the weekends to keep spending money coming in,
sure,
as I was sort of building up the business and at the new radio station that we all started. And, I was making less money from that company.
Right.
But that didn't mean I was making less money.
Overall, is what you're saying. Regardless of whether the drop in earnings was caused by a fall in wages or hours or both, it indicates that driving has become less and less likely to replace a full-time job over the past 5 years, as more drivers have joined the market. I would say that if indeed more people are driving on these platforms, then yes, that does mean you are less likely to receive the calls. Because the way these things work is when you're a driver, and I was for a short time.
I don't want to interrupt. I do want to interrupt. Yeah. I'm really sorry. James is such a cruel bastard. I mean, this is the day, this is the eve of Melanie's wedding, right?
Yeah,
she's getting married tomorrow, and somebody wants to call in and just be insulting for no particularly good reason. I mean, what a vile-filled, evil person. Somebody
he's a sad man.
Claims that all
man.
The rest of us are going to hell, just can't do anything else but call into a nationally syndicated radio program,
and
the first
somebody.
Thing that they've got to, like, nothing smart comes out of his mouth.
Middle school
just,
level.
Just vile, disgusting stuff.
It's pathetic. No wonder he lives at home with his parents and has no life.
I hear he moves all around now. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe it when I see it.
I don't know what to believe.
All right, more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Kavanaugh speaks out.
The truth is, I've never sexually assaulted anyone in high school or otherwise.
The president's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and his wife Ashley sit down for an exclusive interview with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
I'm not questioning and have not questioned that perhaps Dr. Ford at some point in her life was sexually assaulted by someone in some place. But what I know is I've never sexually assaulted anyone.
Accuser Christine Ford scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill Thursday. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh telling Fox News, I'm not going to let false accusations drive me out of this process.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process. And we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
A hyperconverged infrastructure simplifies your data center, simplifies storage, and simplifies maintenance and scalability. However, implementing all that simplicity can get rather complicated. That's why CDW has solution architects to help you cut through the clutter and determine the right workloads to move to a hyperconverged infrastructure to maximize productivity, increase efficiency, and deliver simplicity. Visit cdw.com/datacenter to learn more about hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. CDW. People who get it.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in lines are there and available for you. If you would like to utilize them, just head on over to discord.lrn.fm and hop on in there, and you'll sound much better than if you call on the phones. Also, I want to thank Steve, who is a longtime Free Talk Live amplifier at the gold level. So Steve is giving $10 a month to Free Talk Live to help advertise, market, and promote the show. That's what AMP stands for. And it is a budget that we use to, well, do those things, to get the word out to other radio stations about Free Talk Live. We got 190 radio stations today, and I would dare say most of them are on board because of the AMP program, because we have consistent outreach going out to these radio stations. We do advertising in Talkers Magazine on their newsletters that they do on a daily basis. We're in once a week on a prominent position in one of those newsletters. And we've been going to their conventions every single year for like 13 years now at this point. It's all because of Free Talk Live listeners like you getting behind the show and the AMP program. Listeners like Steve. And it's super easy to do. You can use PayPal, you can use credit card, you can use Bitcoin, BTC. Just go and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks, of course, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group. There's also the supporters chat rooms that we have on our Discord chat. You get a special Free Talk Live badge on our forum. There are other things. Go and get the list of perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. ampamp.freetalklive.com as we go to one of those Discord on-air call-in line rooms to Gene the Christian Anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Hey there. Yeah, I've been sitting here the whole show trying to think of something to call in about, and all I come up with is the same old political
nonsense that I usually talk about. But I finally thought of something.
All right, yeah, let's hear it.
This is something I haven't talked about before. My favorite computer games.
Really? And, all right.
Sure, maybe somebody else will have some ideas. Now, I'm
Wait. Are these favorites of all time or favorites of the moment? Or what kind of time frame are we talking about?
No, basically the favorite games for me. And, you know, I'm older than most of you guys. So, I mean, I was around. I used to play Pong when it came out.
Yep,
I used to put quarters in to play Pong. But anyway, there's a game for Nintendo that I just love to play this game. It was over 20 years ago. It was called Zelda.
Which one? The first one?
Well, all three of them. I played them all.
There's been a bunch of them. But you mean for the Nintendo Entertainment System, the original NES?
The first three. And then another one that I played that most other people never heard of is Lolo.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with that one, but I had certainly heard of Zelda.
Is that Lolo? You're like a little ball creature or something, right?
Well, yeah, you're it's basically a maze. I think it's a 10x10 maze, and you try to get through the maze without getting killed by the hazards that are on the maze. And that one, I like it so much that I have a emulator on my phone so that I can run that on my phone.
That's fun.
When I'm sitting around. Of course, that is, again, a very, very ancient game.
Now, how does it perform on the phone? I mean, is it, like, to me, whenever I've tried games on phones...
Whenever I've tried emulators.
Well, I mean, emulators are great on a computer, but, if there's a... for me, the phone doesn't have real buttons, right? Because most phones don't have buttons anymore. It's just a flat screen. So it just doesn't feel the same at all as at playing, with a video game controller, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't feel the same. And actually, I have in my hand here that I was sitting on my desk. I just picked it up. It's a little Bluetooth joystick that you can get for your phone.
Yeah.
A little Bluetooth gaming joystick.
Now that's
smart. And you get them on eBay. Yeah, they're like $10 on eBay. You know, they're cheap.
But, okay.
I generally just use these, you know, the synthesized or the emulator interface, and it usually wasn't too bad, especially for a game like Lolo where you don't have to, you know, you're just basically moving a piece trying to get through the maze.
Yeah.
Let's see. There were some other good ones. Of course, I was big into the first shoot 'em up.
Shoot 'em up? Like, you're talking about a space shooter kind of thing?
No, the first 3D maze, the first 3D first
Doom?
Person.
No, we're talking about Doom.
Before NES. Doom. It was before Doom.
You're talking about NES still, or are you talking about computer games? What
this
platform?
Is a computer game.
Okay.
I'll give you a chance to think about it.
Wolfenstein 3D.
Wolfenstein was there, but then this one was right after Wolfenstein.
Okay.
But I played both of them, and I really liked them, but of course now they're just, they're ancient and no longer very entertaining for most people.
So I played on the Atari 2600. I think my favorite game there was it was an RPG called Adventure. And
that was a good one.
I was constantly trying to find what would happen if you took the magic dot and took it across the line. I could never quite get that done. Mm. I'd done the game over and over, but I spent many hours going into the castle, getting the magic dot, bringing it back, and then attempting to get across this line that had this special area or something.
I think my memory of that game is better than what the game actually is. I think it's probably just a crappy game.
Oh, it was a crappy game, but I really loved it.
Yeah, I remember liking it as a kid.
Well, you have to compare them to their time. You can't compare them to the video games we play now.
Well, I am comparing it to its time as far as when you're younger, games are different than when you're older. And
I just don't have there's quite a few that I've played, and I just don't go. I used to just play console games. I never even watched television. I wouldn't watch movies.
Yeah.
I just played console games. And go ahead.
It was Duke Nukem. That was the name. Yeah,
Duke Nukem 3D. The original Duke Nukem.
I love that game. And I didn't like the new release.
Duke Nukem was a side scroller. Are you talking about the side scrolling original Duke Nukem, or are you talking about Duke Nukem 3D, where you're in a more like a Doom style?
Yeah,
3D.
Yeah, the 3D.
That was actually post Doom. That was after Doom. That came after Doom.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there was the 10 years later, or 20 years later, whatever. They finally came out with the sequel to it, or the newer version, and it was just awful.
Oh, I bet it was. Yeah, that was one of those games that they just kept delaying and delaying and delaying. And literally, you're right, it took them 2 decades to finally come up with a sequel to that game. For listeners that don't know, Duke Nukem 3D was sort of noteworthy because Duke Nukem was kind of this wisecracking character, this sort of misogynistic character.
Well, his name was Nukem.
Yeah, well, the lines in that he would say were also, like, you know, he'd walk up to a girl and say something salacious or whatever. But the difference there was the characters in all the games previously weren't characters at all. In Doom or in Wolfenstein, they're just you, right? You're just the person behind the camera. You're shooting everything that moves. In Duke Nukem, he had a personality. He said things. You know, he interacted more with the environment. You could do things like drink from a toilet or a water fountain, and you know, things like that. It would heal you slightly if you drank water in the game, and it was fairly offensive as well.
Don't forget there was a pinball game there, and he'd walk up to it and say, "I don't have time to play with myself."
Yeah, things like that. So, fun lines like that. So it was one of the first ones that did that. Fun stuff.
It was kind of racy, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in fact, it was some people, I'm sure, found it very, very offensive. You would walk into, in some places in the game, there would be like a sex shop that you'd go into. There were strippers that you could give money to, and then they'd flash you. It wouldn't be like, you know, you wouldn't see their breasts, but they'd kind of flash you tassel breasts, basically. So it was still pretty risque for 1995 or 4 or whenever it was that this came out.
And I've also got like 3 old Commodore 64s stored away. I keep threatening to take them out, see if any of them actually work. I have
a computer.
Several of the drives and the 3 of the computers, and I have the
MIDI keyboard.
Are they worth anything?
Can you sell a working Commodore 64 for any good money?
Not from what I've seen on eBay. Huh. You know, maybe $100 or something. They're not like big collector's items or anything.
Well, of course, as time goes on, even the game systems that are prolific, like the Nintendo Entertainment System, they just break. And so over all the years, they're falling off in the numbers of them that are available in working order, that it gets harder and harder to find those things. Of course, nowadays, you've actually got systems coming out that are made by third parties that are essentially glorified emulators with cartridge ports on them. You can plug your old Nintendo games into, and you've got a controller and everything.
They've got
HDMI.
Games that have every game on them. Like, if you buy basically an Atari 2600, you don't have cartridges anymore because every game is on there.
Those tend to be the illegal ones, but yes, you can do that. And Gene, thanks for the flashback. I appreciate the call. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The Edgington Post Show. I am Mark Edge, and I do these little interview segments here on Free Talk Live with the intention of bringing new voices, voices that haven't been heard before here on Free Talk Live. I think that Dr. John Lott has been heard here on Free Talk Live in the past, but I couldn't find the old segment. So now you are very well known in libertarian circles. We've been doing Free Talk Live for more than 15 years, and I can't tell you how many times your name's come up on the air with your study, More Guns, Less Crime. Is that right?
I don't know if it's come up, but yeah, that's my study.
That's the study, yeah. You don't come like a demon when you're summoned, sadly. So you've got a new bit of info out that I wanted to dig into a little bit, but I want to talk to you about just sort of the study originally, too, because some things have always kind of made me wonder about it. So first off, apparently concealed carry rates are going up with women and minorities. Can you tell me a little more about that?
It's going up for everybody, but it's particularly going up faster for women and minorities, Asians and blacks in particular. Right now, there's about 17.3 million concealed carry handgun permit holders in the United States. Back in 2007, you were talking about 4.6 million. So it's that's a pretty hefty increase. And
it sure
is. It's gone up every year. This last year, there was an increase of almost 900,000 concealed handgun permits. One thing that kind of makes it amazing that it's been going up so much is that there are now 14 states where in all or virtually all of those states, you no longer need a concealed carry permit to carry. And people still get permits in those states if they travel outside the state and they right. want to be able to, and the state has reciprocity agreements with other states. But usually permits fall after they no longer require people to have permits. And yet, despite having 14 states where you don't need a permit, the total number of permits has continued to rise. And the growth has been fastest, though, as you raise the point, for women and minorities. Over the last 6 years, the permit rate for women has increased about a little bit over 100% faster than for men. And for Asians, it's about 29% faster than for whites. And for blacks, it's about 20% faster than for whites. I think it's important because I think women and blacks in particular, because I think they're the ones who benefit the most from having concealed handgun permits. If my research convinces me of anything, it's basically the people who are most likely victims of violent crime, or the people who are relatively weaker physically, women and the elderly, who benefit the most from being able to go and protect themselves. In the United States, it's basically poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas who are the most likely victims of violent crime. And while the police are extremely important in stopping crime, they almost always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's occurred. Then the question is, what should people do when they're having to confront a criminal by themselves? And for those who confront criminals at a pretty high rate, they benefit much more from having a gun. For women, it's basically a question of strength. You're usually talking about young male criminals attacking the victims. And when you're talking about a male attacking a female, there's a lot larger strength difference that exists there than a man attacking another man. In the presence of a gun represents a much bigger relative change in a woman's ability to go and resist an attack than it does for a man.
We live in an amazing time. It's only been a blink of an eye as far as a historical time period here where the weak have been able to defend themselves individually against the strong. I think that that's something that rarely gets said about handguns as a compliment, because people are always so worried something bad's going to happen. And certainly there's big news stories where bad things happen. I know you're a hard numbers guy. Do you have any speculation, though, as to why the numbers have increased for women and blacks getting concealed carry permits?
Well, I would say it corresponds to the changes that we've seen in polling numbers about those groups' perceptions about whether or not guns make them safer or not. Over the last 5 years, Pew does these regular surveys, and they go and ask people, do you think guns make you safer or not? And you now have a clear majority of both women and blacks who say that owning a gun makes them and their family safer. And I think the change in carrying rates for both of those two groups corresponds fairly closely with the change in their views about guns.
It's been some time since I looked this up, but the crime rates for concealed carry permit holders, the violent crime rates for concealed carry permit holders, is often comparable to the lowest European country crimes, from what I've seen.
Concealed carry permit holders, if you're talking about crimes by permit holders,
correct,
is that what you're talking about?
Right.
Well, I mean, it's unbelievably low compared to Europe. You're talking about concealed carry permit holders lose their permits for any type of firearms-related violation at thousands or tens of thousands of one percentage point. Just to give you a comparison, police are rarely convicted of any type of firearms-related violation, and yet they're convicted of firearms violations about 10 times more frequently than permit holders lose their permits. Now, you can lose a permit for a firearms violation either because you're convicted, or it could be something like you're forgetting to have your permit with you when you're carrying a gun, or you accidentally go into a gun-free zone. You're not going to get necessarily convicted for those things, but you'll still lose your permit. So even though the categories are broader for permit holders, it's still like a tenth the rate for police. And police are convicted of firearms-related violations at less than a 20th the rate of the general population. So you get some idea how incredibly law-abiding permit holders are. So, I mean, this is a tiny, tiny fraction of the crime rate in Europe. I mean, it's not even comparable.
So would we magically make the world a crime-free place if we made everybody a concealed carry permit holder?
No, I mean, there's a question of who carries and who doesn't, right? I mean, you have the type of person who's going to commit a crime probably doesn't see any reason or benefit for going and getting a concealed carry permit. The type of law-abiding citizen who has no desire to commit a crime and, in fact, knows that they have a lot to lose, those particular individuals, if they were to accidentally commit a crime while they're carrying, you know, those people are extremely law-abiding. So I have no idea. I mean, we can only guess what would happen if everybody had to get a concealed carry permit. But my guess is there's something to do with the type of people who go out of their way to go and get a concealed carry permit versus those who don't feel the need to do it.
Thank you for all that information. I think that it's relevant, and I really did want people to get that information. I've had lots of questions about the premise of your book, More Guns, Less Crime, and I guess it's because there's lots of information that's put out that suggests that some people are suggesting that guns are related to crime in the fact that more guns means more crime. You take the opposite posit. When I look, I often find that it doesn't seem to be related too much. So if I look at, you know, like Texas and Oklahoma, these places have high gun ownership and often high crime. If I look at New Hampshire and Vermont, these places have high gun ownership and low crime. We can find places that have low gun ownership and high crime, and obviously you find places like New York City and Chicago, and then there's places that have low gun ownership and low crime. I can't wrap my mind around it. Can you explain a little further?
Well, I can tell you haven't read any of my books.
I have read the excerpts from them, but you're right. I have not sat down with More Guns, Less Crime.
Right. Well, I mean, I go through this in all my different books that deal with any type of empirical issue, not just on guns, but any of the other 8 books I've written. You know, cross-sectional comparisons are not very useful. There are lots of reasons why crime rates vary across places. I'll give you a simple example. A lot of people will say, look at the UK compared to the United States.
Yep.
They have extremely strict gun control. Very, very few people own any type of gun, usually shotguns, a few rifles, and they have a very low homicide rate. So it must, compared to the United States, so it must be the strict gun control that causes them to have the low homicide rate. Well, before they had their gun control laws, they had an even lower homicide rate. You look at the 1997, January 97 ban on handguns. Over the next 8 years, the homicide rate in the UK went up by about 50%. It only started coming back down in the 9th year because they had a huge 14% increase in just 2 years and about an 18% increase over 4 years in the number of police in the country. So I would argue that they have a low homicide rate despite having strict gun control laws, not because of them. That's the same thing everywhere. There are very few academics that make purely cross-sectional comparisons. Every once in a while, you see some stupid article in the New York Times or something. One example I went through, one of my books in the New York Times, they said, look, the murder rate is higher in states with the death penalty than states without the death penalty. So at the very least, the death penalty doesn't cause murder rates to go down and may even cause it to go up.
To hear the rest of this great interview, go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the MP3. Look for today's date there and download or just listen on the web, archives.freetalklive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.